Yesterday, shortly before 9 p.m., officers received a call of a disturbance that was that had occurred at the Texan Market, which is there on Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Villa Maria. The vehicle involved in this assault had left the area, and officers made a traffic stop on it at Villa Maria and South College. Once they did a lengthy investigation and talked to a lot of people, including some witnesses who were on scene, they basically said the female, and this is a husband and wife couple, the wife had struck the husband with her vehicle in the parking lot at the Texan Market. They talked to the victim. He kind of played it down and said that it was, you know, he fell out of the vehicle. But according to the witnesses, she literally struck him with the front of the vehicle. Then she helped him into the vehicle and drove off. That she was arrested for aggravated assault, family violence. And her name was Wendy Riley. Her husband was transported to St. Joseph and has been released.
Do we know what instigated the argument?
We believe that there may have been some alcohol involved, but I'm not exactly clear on what started the argument.
Was the wife asked why she decided to drive him to the hospital instead of calling 911 for paramedics or an ambulance?
Yes, she was. She made the comment that she thought it would be faster to drive him herself.
You made the reference to the police receiving the report from a witness. If I understand correctly, that was an employee at the convenience store where the alleged assault took place.
Well, there were actually a couple of witnesses, and, you know, I kind of want to give them some positive reinforcement here that they did the right thing by calling the police, by giving us very detailed statements. They were able to give us a license plate on the vehicle, which led us to finding that vehicle and stopping that vehicle. So without their assistance, that vehicle could have potentially slipped through the loop.
And we have talked in the past about how far witnesses should go and how they conduct themselves when they report a crime. I'm guessing these witnesses acted appropriately?
Yes, they did. They didn't put themselves in harm's way, but they made themselves the best witnesses that they could. You know, they watched, they were listening, and then they gave the proper information to the police to help us locate those two individuals and check on the status of the victim.